Already on Tuesday, we've had two central bank decisions, both of which inspiring dovish reactions. The Bank of Japan announced an end to negative rate policy and yield curve control, but managed to more than offset all of that after emphasizing that the decision did not mean the start to a more robust tightening cycle. Over in Australia, the RBA left rates on hold as widely expected, though the unwillingness to offer additional clarity on future rate moves, along with a fairly balanced communication, was enough to scare Aussie bulls away. A lot of what to expect over the next 24 hours is positioning into the Fed decision. The market is worrying more about the possibility the Fed will be forced to scale back its rate cut timeline in the aftermath of a round of strong U.S. data and hot inflation reads. Looking ahead, key standouts on the calendar for the remainder of the day come from Eurozone and German ZEW reads, Canada inflation data, and U.S. housing starts and building permits. That's all for now.